Now this evening I wish to take two readings. I thought I'd be greedy and take the opportunity and preach from both passages that reveal to us the birth of our Saviour. But in saying that, we'll only scratch the surface on one very small area of the happenings of the Incarnation. Now, the first reading I wish to take is from Matthew chapter 2, where we will read the first 9 verses, and the second reading will be from Luke chapter 2, where we'll read the first 20 verses. So let's read from Matthew chapter 2, commencing at verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was." And Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, and likewise we'll commence at verse 1. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man.' And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad this saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." Amen. The title for the sermon this evening is "Missing the Points of Christmas." Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can come and offer our prayers unto you as a corporate body this evening. Father, I thank you now for the opportunity that I have to open your word. Father, I do pray that you help me to speak clearly this evening at the things that you have laid on my heart. Father, please help us to be able to apply and the truth that you reveal this evening. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone knows that it's almost Christmas, and yet the vast majority of people are going to miss it. Christmas is well publicised. It's excessively advertised, it's over-commercialized, and yet despite the great attention, most in this world are going to miss it completely. Mankind has obscured Christmas in such a way that despite celebrating this event every year, and in a lot of ways planning their whole yearly calendar around it, have very little idea what it is really about, and miss the whole reason for the season. Many think Christmas is about family, or gifts, or food, or decorations, or holidays. And although there is nothing wrong with these things in of themselves, this is not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about Jesus Christ taking upon himself human flesh, being born of a virgin so that he may come and die upon that cross to purchase our redemption. To save sinners like you and me. It is this that Christmas is about, and yet how often this is missed completely. And we as Christians are not immune from this either. How easy it is, even for you and I, to get swept away with the activities and the needless paraphernalia of Christmas. And it is this that I want to address at the beginning of the Christmas season. The fact that it is so easy to miss the point. And this is no new problem for mankind. But even when Christ was born, most missed it. And this evening from the Gospel accounts, I wish to consider five reasons that people missed Christmas. And for us to see that these five reasons are just as relevant and prevalent in our current society and even within our own lives. So the first reason is the terror of taking the throne. Within Matthew chapter 2, we are introduced to a group of wise men from the east. They have travelled from afar, believed to be in the Babylon vicinity, and they have come searching for this newborn king of the Jews. These men come to Jerusalem. This makes logical sense. And they ask, where is the king of the Jews who has been born? We have traveled to worship him. Where is he? We are informed at this particular time that the king was Herod. But it was not this man that they were looking for. It was another. And upon hearing this particular statement about a newborn king, Herod is less than impressed. We are told in verse 3 that he was troubled. This verb troubled means to be agitated, to be angry, to be disturbed. In other words, when the king heard this request to meet this newborn king, inwardly he was furious. He was burning with anger. The fire of jealousy had just had petrol poured upon it. And this is a scary proposition, for this ruler is a known madman. What makes this particular threat even greater to Herod is the fact that this king was born a Jew. For Herod, he was not a Jew. Herod was an Edomite. He was from the seed of Esau. Hence, the Jewish people despised him. And also the fact that he was a murderous, oppressive ruler. This does not win one friends. So the fact that Jesus was born a Jew, in the opinion of Herod, made this an enormous threat. A huge rival to his throne. And when it came to potential rivals, he didn't hesitate to kill. This man had already killed his own wife, his mother-in-law, and his three sons on the suspicion they were plotting against him. Many members of the Sanhedrin had been executed for the same reason. And to further highlight the paranoia and cruelty of this man, history tells us that when death was approaching Herod, he had the most renowned leaders of Jerusalem arrested on false charges. And he ordered that as soon as he died, they should all be killed, because he knew no one would mourn his death. So he was determined that some tears would be shed. Now, this is the character of the man. And we know from the scriptures that this man decreed a horrendous, murderous campaign to destroy all the lives of every male child under the age of 2. All of this to exterminate this threat of the newborn king that this Magi had come to worship. This man Herod wanted to exterminate the reason for the season. But why was it? Why was it that Herod missed the point of Christmas? Well, he was afraid that Jesus would take his throne. And this very reason is why so many today miss the point of Christmas. Because they don't want Jesus to be on the throne of their hearts. They want to do things their own way. Do what they want, and for Christ to have no claim on their lives whatsoever. And unfortunately, this can also infiltrate the heart of the believer. We are so bombarded by the world around us, particularly this time of year, to do what we want, do things our own way. We are the most important. And very quickly, we can place ourselves on the throne or place the Christmas festivities on the throne of our hearts and very quickly forget what this time of year is meant to be about. The second reason I wish to consider this evening is the fact of no need. No need. King Herod, upon being informed about this birth, immediately calls in the chief priests and the scribes. This probably a reference to the Sanhedrin. And he quizzes them for information, calling in these man-made logical sense. They were experts in the Jewish law, in the traditions and the customs. If anyone knew anything about this, it would be them. This was their area of expertise. I wish to draw your particular attention to the question that Herod poses. He says in verse 4, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. It's particularly interesting that he uses the term Christ. Christ is a reference to the Messiah. It appears that the king fully understood what the Magi meant when they used the term King of the Jews. You know, it seems that Herod was not completely oblivious to the great Jewish expectation. Unsurprisingly, the question of the king is answered correctly in verse 5 and verse 6. These men knew that the prophet Micah had declared hundreds of years beforehand that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Naturally, these leaders had all the answers. They knew the Old Testament back to front, inside out. They knew about this. They knew where it was happening. And yet, what is alarming is the fact they cared little about it. The Jewish nation had been looking for the Messiah. They had been longing for this. Their entire history pointed to this deliverer, particularly under Roman oppression. However, these priests and scribes were unwilling to travel a few miles to find out if this baby was indeed the Messiah. They knew the details, yet they couldn't care less. They thought that they didn't need this Messiah, that they were doing okay by themselves. Why was it that these priests and scribes missed Christmas? It was because they thought they did not need Jesus. They were content in their own self-righteousness, and how common this still is. You know, people think they have no need of Jesus. They think they can make it in life by themselves, that they can make it to heaven by themselves. And hence they have no need of Christ. And many fail to realize that they are sinners, that they are destined to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And in failing to see this great need and take notice of it, They fail to see the remedy of this great problem. And hence millions miss the point of Christmas, which is of course about Christ coming to save sinners, because they think they have no need. We must realize and constantly remind ourselves of the fact that we need Jesus, and that Christmas is a special time where we remember Christ coming into this world to provide a solution to our greatest problem. The third reason why many miss Christmas is ingrained idolatry. We'll now turn our attention to the second chapter of the book of Luke. Within the first three verses, we are given historical information that informs us of the happenings of the time. Caesar Augustus was the emperor, very powerful and influential man. And he had issued a decree that the entire empire would undertake a census, with taxation being the primary purpose. As a result of this, all people were instructed to return to their own city. And with this particular instruction, the Roman Empire unknowingly played a role in fulfilling the prophecy of the destination of the birth of Christ. It was the job of the Roman soldiers to oversee this census, to record the necessary information, and to ensure that things remained civilized. Everyone has always hated taxes. And it was within this context, under Roman rule, that Jesus Christ was brought into this world. And yet the Roman people missed it. And more importantly, the Roman soldiers missed it. In Bethlehem itself, there must have been soldiers present everywhere. There would have been soldiers who directly came into contact with Mary and Joseph, recording their details for this census, and yet they missed it. And this very theme continued through the whole life of Christ, didn't it? The Roman Empire, particularly the soldiers who were posted in the land of Israel, had a very unique and close contact with Jesus. And yet it was they who missed it completely. And it was they who ultimately put him to death. The Romans completely missed the point at his birth and throughout his entire life. But why? It was because of their idolatry. They worshipped their own gods. Christ did not fit as one of their many gods. His claim to be the one and only God did not fit their religious structure. And as a result of their pagan idolatry, they missed Christmas. And this, my friend, is still a giant problem today, isn't it? Idolatry is rife in our society. We must remember that idolatry is anything that gets placed before God. And when we have this definition, we can see how this can be particularly dangerous around Christmas, even for believers. How easy it is to end up, often unknowingly and very subtly, placing such an emphasis on the activities and the traditions of the Christmas season that they can end up being placed higher on our list of priorities than Christ himself. And the very Christmas celebration itself can very quickly become an idol. And I would suggest that this is a very huge issue for all people. Our selfish and materialistic society has made the Christmas season a god rather than remembering the Christ who it is really about. We must be wary of the sin of idolatry, of placing an overemphasis on the traditions, activities, and festivities of the season. The fourth reason is a reliance on religion. Something that was very striking to me within these accounts, and particularly in the account of the Gospel of Luke, is the fact that so many Jews missed the birth of Christ. The Jews had been looking forward to and longing for this Messiah for centuries. And yet, despite the many prophecies which revealed the great details, the vast majority missed the birth of Jesus. And what about those particularly in Nazareth? They would have been aware of the virgin birth story going around. But I find it hard to believe that this type of news would not travel fast. And surely some of them must have thought, just maybe this is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy. Just maybe this is the promised Messiah. But notice who it is who we are told come to see the newborn king. And it's not who we would expect. We are told in Luke chapter 2 of shepherds who came and worshipped Jesus Christ. We must remember that the shepherds were the lowliest ones in this society. Religiously, they were frowned upon. They were considered insignificant because they couldn't attend every religious ceremony due to the fact they were caring for sheep. As a result of this, they were considered religiously unclean. And yet it was this group of shepherds who came and worshipped the King of Kings as he lay in this putrid cattle trough. Where was everyone else? Where were the super righteous people? They weren't there. What makes this even worse is the fact we are told in verse 17 that the shepherds made it known to all they came into contact with, and still none came. Why was it that so many Jews, particularly those in Jerusalem and Nazareth, missed what they had been longing for so deeply? They missed it because of religion. They were so consumed with the rituals of religion, of the keeping of the law, that they missed the point completely. And this is a reminder that we too must be wary of not falling into the religious practices of the season and forgetting the true reason. It's very easy to get consumed with all the church functions and activities this time of year, which are all very beneficial, don't get me wrong. But if we forget that we do these things in order to remember our Saviour, then we too can end up just like these Jews, relying on our religion, on our traditions, on our programs, rather than remembering Jesus. It's crucial, as we come to the busiest time of the church calendar, to not fall into the trap of religion, of rituals, of programs, of traditions for the sake of it, but rather realize and remember that it is about Christ, celebrating His incarnation. That is why we do what we do this time of year. Nothing more and nothing less. The fifth reason and the final reason I wish to consider tonight is being bound by busyness. Upon arrival to Bethlehem, Joseph and his heavily pregnant wife begin the desperate search for accommodation to no avail. One can only imagine the stress and worry that must have been present. Now, one can pity poor Joseph here as he frantically searches for a room for his wife who's about to give birth. But no lodging could be found. The innkeeper could not put them up. There was no room in the inn. Why was this the case? Why was there no room in Bethlehem? We must remember that many would have travelled back to Bethlehem for this census, but predominantly the Roman soldiers were present to undertake this census. They would have been staying in the inns. So this explains as to why they were full. There is much debate among the commentaries as to exactly where Christ was born, which is for another study. But what I wish to draw our attention to is that there was no hospitality found from this innkeeper. Now, one would perhaps expect this man to at least offer some assistance with the expecting birth, and yet it seems that it was not forthcoming. And although I don't think he should be charged with cruelty, it does seem that this innkeeper was too busy and hence failed to offer any assistance. Notice within verse 7, when Mary gives birth, It seems from the text that she and Joseph are by themselves. Mary and Joseph, that's it. I don't think Joseph would have been much help. Where are the midwives? Where is any assistance? One would assume it is here where the innkeeper could have helped somehow. Surely his wife or a sister or someone he knew could have helped. And yet this doesn't seem to be forthcoming. Here is Mary and Joseph alone in this lowliest setting as the most important birth in human history unfolds. And all those in the city, particularly the innkeeper, miss this most glorious occasion. The innkeeper missed this because he was far too busy. He had so much to do in caring for his guests. He was flat out, packed to the rafters, full of people and animals. It was his task to take care of these people. Such was his busyness, such was his preoccupation that he missed Christmas and how relevant this is today. Christmas time, without a doubt, is the most busiest time of the year. Work is busy. Church is busy. We are busy in general planning and preparing for the coming events. And so great is our busyness that we can very quickly and very easily forget the whole point of this time of year. And this, my friend, is so easy to fall into. And often this is completely unintentional. We must be so careful to not be so busy that we miss the point of Christmas. Our society is so hyped up this time of year that it's so easy to get caught in the hysteria and lose focus of what it's truly about. I'm not going to tell you to not be busy, but I will encourage you not to miss the point of it all as a result of being too busy. Christmas is a wonderful time of year. It's my favourite time of year. I love it. But unfortunately, this world led by its leader, Satan, has so cluttered this time of year with needless paraphernalia that the true reason for this season is often lost. There are billions this year and every year who will celebrate Christmas but will miss it completely. And beloved, as believers, we must be so careful to not do this same thing. It's so easy to fall into the trap of a commercialized, selfish, materialistic Christmas model that we often unconsciously forget what it's all about. This Christmas season, let's not miss it. Jesus is the reason for this season. It's about Him coming to save sinners like you and me. Let's not miss that, for that is the point of Christmas. Amen. Let's pray.